Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me once again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Hello, Marnie. So today we're going to talk again. This is a subject we've covered on several occasions, but broadband and the state of broadband in the state of Minnesota.
Right. We've just completed our latest statewide survey of computer, internet, and broadband use, and we're just coming up with some new numbers showing that basically broadband is almost everywhere.
Oh, so there's been some significant improvements in the access to broadband.
Right. In greater Minnesota, it's up to, I believe, about 65% of households now have broadband. In the metro area, it's about 75%. And interestingly, pretty much everybody who has a computer has it connected to the internet. And just about everybody who has internet is using broadband now. Mm. The percentage of people using dial-up service is under 10% now. One of the things that we found interesting was this is the first time we asked about social networking because, of course, the last time we did this survey 2 years ago, Facebook almost didn't exist. Mm-hmm. And now we found that 70% of internet users use some kind of social networking platform, if it's Facebook or MySpace or LinkedIn or whatever. And, you know, if you want to do anything with video or photos even, you just can't do it with dial-up.
Well, that was the thing I was going to ask is, you know, how much content is being downloaded? And you know, I think about, like you say, videos, which are pretty big files and mm-hmm. those kinds of things that if you don't have broadband, I mean, there's no way you could do it with dial-up.
Yeah, the big growing thing now is people streaming TV shows and movies through companies like Netflix, mm-hmm. and which comes in over your internet connection, right. And you can't do that unless you have a pretty good capacity.
Absolutely. Well, that's really interesting. So there's been quite a bit of development of additional access to mm-hmm. broadband. My sense is that's going to continue.
Yeah, you know, we still hear, you know, when you look at it, and it looks like everybody has broadband, but we still hear anecdotally that there are many pockets, places outside of towns and cities where people just still can't get even internet access mm-hmm. because they're just too far away. It's not cost effective for anyone to bring it out there. And so there's still a lot of that. But it also found some clues in this report, nothing really conclusive, but clues that now that access is becoming less of an issue, actually age and income may become more of a problem now. We still have, you know, 25% of households still don't have a computer. And when you look at the breakdown by age group and income group, you still find that the oldest Minnesotans and the poorest Minnesotans are the least likely to have a computer or internet access. And so that is maybe something that is going to have to be addressed now that the access issue is almost taken care of.
Thanks, Marnie. We'll cover that subject on a future program. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.